Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, money grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, everybody? We got another best ball draft going down. This one is the number 287, the Lethal Weapon 2 division. We are so close to 300. We are on our way. Give me 1 second, everybody. All right. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to Nick Von B on Facebook. Okay, sorry guys, had to message somebody back. Shout out to the crew. Let's get it. We got the Guillotine League is still moving. All right, there we go. We are almost to the end of that Guillotine League. I started six of them this year. Next year probably gonna start more. Yeah, because now that sleeper, they made the whole format, made it a lot nice and easier for us. Pretty awesome, man. Pretty awesome. All right, and I'm filling a couple leagues here. We're going to need some of you peeps to join. I already got the draft days set as well. Hey, Sean in the house. Shout out to the Fried Cracker. What up, bro? And let me see. What Nick Von B say? He said, evening, hustler. I hope your Tuesday was good. Yeah, it was pretty solid. Got some errands done today. He said, 3 days till my draft, so I'm taking every chance to pick up every last tidbit of information. All right, smart man. Smart man. Just remember, single QB leagues. You guys wait on QBs. Remember, if you have a tight end spot, you need to grab a dope one. You need to grab a dope one. Because a lot of these leagues are won and lost on the tight end, let me tell you. And I'm the type of guy who's going to be going running back early this year. It's very top heavy with the running backs. And the running back well dries up very thin if you ain't tapping it early. Trust me. I'm a really big advocate that, like, you will be able to find replacement running backs on the waiver wire. So even if you just get one or two kind of early and then you don't get a bunch after, that's cool. It really is. Like, you could be competitive that way as long as you're paying attention to me weekly, hitting the waivers weekly, because there's always going to be running back waivers. Like, it never fails. Yeah. And not just that there's always going to be like running backs, but it always ends up being a starter that goes down and a backup that comes into a lot of work. Like we see it all the time where there's like wide receivers on the waiver wire, but that's just because like we play in a league where the NFL is a league where there's just a whole bunch of wide receivers who get like yardage on random weeks. But unless it's like a top guy that goes down on that team wide receiver wise, they're just going to be like good flex players. Like maybe they get to a wide receiver too. So if you pick up the right running back, whoo, that could change your season. And Nick Von B, open stock. My running back's getting hurt early. And when I try to pick up on waivers, some other waiver wire running backs, they don't do so well. Or they don't play as a team or would go with the player instead. Yeah, it's going to happen. And I'm just saying, like, there's going to be waiver wire guys to get, but that's why I'm saying you want to go RB early so you're not just playing a bunch of scrubs. Okay. It's someone signing up on the streaming service. That's what I'm messaging back about. So if you guys haven't heard me talk about the streaming service, dude, it's literally the greatest thing since sliced bread because it's only $40 a month and you get all sports packages, all UFC fights, like, literally everything under the sun. Because like over 50,000 movies on there. There is like over 12,000 like TV shows like on there. So yeah, it is the shit. And hey, Brown, what up? He said, what up, scrubs? He said, hit the man. Do I need to get that drop? I don't want no scrubs. And Sean, he said, about time Saints picked a QB. Bro, so I know, like, I know everyone hasn't been here as long as, like, other people. Some people have been rocking with these live streams, like, since March when we started. But have I or have I not been right this entire time? Literally going back to as soon as Tyler Shough was drafted, I said it's going to be Spencer Rattler. Like, we could go back and search every fucking live stream that I've done. And I've been super consistent saying it's going to be Rattler. And then when they're talking about it in training camp, I was like, dude, they're hyping up Rattler, saying that he's doing better in these reps. But they didn't make an official decision. But the writing has been on the wall. And as much as I pay attention to all this training camp shit, and as much as I tell you guys, I, like, this is proof in the pudding, man. I got my feet on the ground with everything, and people get a little too much rookie hype crazy. That's what it is. Just because Shaw was drafted in the second round, it's, oh, Derek Carr retired, so he's just automatically going to be the guy. Even though they drafted Spencer Rattler last year, and now he's a year into the system. I mean, come on, man. And see, and Fried Cracker knows. He said, I've agreed with you since day one, too. Yep. I mean, there's been some who have for sure. And then there's been a few who were like, they were on the Shough hype train. And not saying that Shough can't do anything for the entire season, but he's still just a second round rookie who is hella raw. It really is. And oh, man, shit. I think I got to lock this. Dang it. Hold on 1 second. Nope. Texas Heat left. You know what? I'm just going to, it's in one of these in the vampire leagues. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm about to just tell the Texas Heat guy to just join again. Because two of these guys, I don't even know who the hell they are, and they ain't paying. So I don't know. Yeah, we're just going to, yeah, I think I'm just going to remove those guys, make it easy on myself. Because I'd already been talking about this for little bit anyway. Okay. All right. Yeah, this Vampire League. It's going to be super dope. The last one. All right. It might almost be time for a song here. For a song and a schmook. Okay. Shout out to 710 Zach in the house. What up, bro? What's going down? They said, man, this single dad life is taking up hell of my time. Wish I had more time for other stuff. Yeah, man, but I'm sure you wouldn't have it any other way, right? Because the other way around probably sucked. Yeah, props to you, bro. Props to you for taking on. It's not going to say, like, props to you for taking on the challenge, but it's not even a challenge. Just props to you for being a good dad. How about that? And Brown said, as a Gamecock alumni, I was watching them and I thought it was Rattler for sure. Yeah, if you like, it's not like Shaw is bad, but like Rattler just looks better and he's been in the NFL for a year and been in this system for a year. So like things probably just clicked a little bit easier for him this year compared to Shaw. That's what I'm thinking. Hey, Toyota One, what up? He said, did I hear that Shaw is a bum?
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now. Hold on. Okay. And Sean said, I should get an A-plus for my receivers. This draft QB is going to be ass. So let's see. CD Lamb, Scary Terry, DJ Moore, Mike Evans. You already got an A, bro. Because you got an A, a B plus, a B, and another B. So even if Mike Evans was like, even if you had someone else that was a B minus on there instead of Mike Evans, who I rank as a B, you would have still had an A. So yeah, you got an A in wide receivers right now. That's for sure. I'm not saying don't draft more. I'm just saying you got an A for your starters. And Brazil, what up, bro? What's going down? Hey, Cali Jam in the house. What up, what up? Hold on, I gotta... Now someone's... Oh, I'm trying to get more people in the vampire. Like, nope, we're full now. Okay. All right. Vampire League full. And, oh, I guess I didn't set the timer over here. Let's set that. Thursday... 5 p.m. West Coast time. Now I'm just in the habit of just like putting Eastern because like more people are just Eastern. Okay. All right. All right. We are getting into round 10 now. All right. And Frazil said, did my first auction dynasty draft. Was pretty fun. Dude, so I'm curious how like... Here's my gripe with auction dynasties. And you could tell me, you could let me know, like, how many roster spots did you have? What was the budget? How long did it go until everyone just had a dollar and you just started picking? TJ in the house. What up? He said, what up? What up? I'm too old for this shit. Let's get it, bro. And Zach said, even Brady knows Sanders is a bum. He traded for Pickett. Yeah, exactly, man. That's what I'm saying. Dude, people literally couldn't tell that what Brady was saying didn't match the actions of what the Raiders fucking did. Come on, man. All you have to do is match up the words with the action. Cause there's a lot of that going on, but the actions tell all. Yay. Dominic in the house. What up, bro? And Toyota One said, glad double stacked Rattler and Shaw. That was the smartest move for everybody who didn't know. It's taking both of them. Cause no matter what, neither one of them is safe for the entire year as a starter, no matter who it was, whenever you drafted. There was no way in hell that either one of them, like even now, there's no way that Rattler's like safe for the entire year. I'm not even saying injuries, dude, just if he doesn't do good, they probably give him like, I'd say 10 to 12 games. They should, because they want a good draft pick either way. So there's no point to throw Shaw out there unless like they know that Rattler ain't the guy at all. And Crispy, you motherfucker, he said, but there's one problem.
Everybody still thinks that I absolutely suck.
And Andre said, Hus, let me know what you think of the trade someone sent me. Yep, shoot it. And hey, Daniel Berry, if I didn't shout you out, what up, Daniel Berry? And auction dynasties are fun as hell. No, auction drafts are fun. But I guess I don't like a regular auction draft, like regular offense only takes 2 to 3 hours. So that's what I'm saying. Like if the rosters are like doubled, man, that's just like an insanely long draft. I could barely get people to fucking commit to a regular draft, let alone an auction and let alone a defense dynasty auction. Oh, see, that's why about 16 roster spots. You guys should have just did redraft because that ain't like a 16 roster spot auction. That ain't a dynasty. I'm just keeping it real, bro. So tell whoever the fuck created this league, make it a redraft because that ain't a dynasty, man. Like dynasty, like you actually like you have depth. Like you 16 spot, like that's a normal redraft like size league. Like that means that people are like literally gonna have to drop dynasty value guys during bye weeks. Like that's crazy. I totally forgot. Gotta get this dude squared up with the streaming. All right, gonna be working in the background here for a while, but I got it to where I can see. Frizzell said it felt like a redraft. I thought Dynasty would be more depth, to be honest. It totally would. It totally would. Even my like single QB dynasties, I believe there's still 25 total spots. And that's probably like bare minimum that like a dynasty should have, like somewhere around like 25 like spots. Cause yeah, it's gonna be lame when people are fucking having to drop like legit dynasty valued like guys because there's so many bye weeks going on. There's so many teams on bye. So yeah, that I would just assume that's a redraft league, even though they said dynasty. And is it a free league or is it a money league? Because that'll also, if it's a free one, it is what it is. I wouldn't be going too crazy either way about it. All right. Signing this dude up for the year. Don't forget, if you guys sign up for 3, 6, or 12 months, I can get you a discount on what you actually pay. Okay. Okay, yeah. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Either way, it's a free league. Have fun. Get your trades in. It is. Okay. Let me get a song going while I answer these couple questions here real quick. It's time to lose ourselves.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted, one moment.
Did you capture it?
Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out.
He's choking how? Everybody's choking now, the clock's run out, time's up, over, loud, snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, oh, there goes gravity, choke, he's so mad, but he won't give up that, is he know, he won't have it, he knows, his whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope, he knows that, but he's broke, he's so sad that he knows, and he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo, this old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go.
Zach said, some chick coming to my house tomorrow to check out the street main service with discount. There you go, man. There you go. Oh, let me see. What was the trade? Here we go. Someone offered me Caleb Johnson for gold and Golden for JT. Are you a contender? But you want him? Yep, I'll send it to you.
I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Let's believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Because man, he's got
no movie. There's no Mekhi Phifer. And a premium on a baby mama drama. Failure's not. You only get one shot. And 0719 Jaden, should I do this trade? Jamar Chase, Calvin Ridley, Jonathan Taylor for Oski Merritt, Drake London, and Jahmyr Gibbs. No. Not unless you're sending away the Gibbs side. Nah. I don't really like that either way. No. Those are like the worst type of trades I feel that you can make because you win and lose on players at the same time. So you're like literally going like this, like teeter-tottering, and it's like a lot of times you just end up right back in the same place. So no, I wouldn't do that. Like later on in the year, maybe that's a time to do that, but not now. Not now. And especially whoever's getting Kroski, they're getting the weaker side of that trade by far. So if you're trading that away, like maybe I'd want that side. But yeah, other than that, man, yeah, I don't want it. Okay. All right. Hey, Cali Jam in the house. Dabba-doo, here we go. And he said, smoke for the night and grade later. Got you, bro. And yeah, let's pack this dab up right now. And oh, I pulled out the jerseys, guys. So I already told you that there's going to be a Snipe City shirt that's getting raffled. It's a 2X. Another Snipe City shirt is going to be raffled. It's a 2X. But then we got four people are going to win a jersey, okay? So I got all these are small here to see, but I got an Earl Campbell signed jersey. I got an Andre Rison signed jersey. I got an Ocho Cinco signed jersey. We got a Frank the Tank Gore signed jersey. And a Dante, where is it? A Dante Culpepper signed jersey. There we go. Okay. And Cali Jam marking you down. Oh, and here's the other jerseys. Someone's going to win an Andrew Van Ginkle signed jersey. Someone's going to win a Tyreek the Freak signed jersey. And someone is going to win a Bijan Mustard Robinson jersey. And Toyota One said, send me that Frank Gore jersey. We'll talk on the side, man. We'll talk on the side. Don't worry. Because, yeah, I know that's the one that you really want anyways. is that on top of the other three? Yes. So four. That's what I mean. There's going to be those three jerseys that I bought specifically for this raffle. And then these other ones, they're in like archived. Just ones that I got that didn't get chosen or whatever. Because there was some where it was like I had extra ones and people chose. And these are the ones that are still left over. So, yes, it's going to be four people that win a jersey. And I know all you Vikings fans, now you got two chances to get a Vikings jersey. Because that Dante Culpepper is definitely a fire-ass one. That is for sure. And Cali Jam, let me mark you down before I forget. There we go. 10 of those bad boys. Adnan. Dude, and we got a week left until the season starts. I know we got like a day or two more, but there is pretty much like a week left, okay? Like, it's getting down to the nittiest of the grittiest. And hold on one sec. I gotta send some stuff. All right. Where the hell is it? Here we go. All right. Let's get down to biz. Just made a few bucks getting someone signed up for the streaming service right now. All right. All right. All right. Oh shit, son. Said dad going to Dab City. Okay. And Zach said, I need that Van Ginkle. Man, I know there's a few people that are going after that Van Ginkle. I know that much. And TJ said, good Minnesota Mike. I'm going to need some after I win the Van Ginkle. It's fucking hilarious. And Toyota One, we're going to Dab City, baby. I need to get a Dab City shirt. And we could use the, like, something like that. Kind of throw people off. Because we'll know what the Dab City means. But, yeah, they might think it's just, it's what the kids be doing. And, no. The kids, there might be some kids on these dabs, but. Whew. And I said, not, I'm feeling the IDP tonight. Oh, shit. Let's see what Cali, oh, wait, hold on. I got to mark down Toyota 1 real quick for his 2. Hold up. And then I got two dabs that we're about to take here. All right, got you marked down, Toyota One. And let's see, where's Cali Jam with the IDP? What spot do you got? Oh, in the 12th. Franklin Boss. Shit, bro. You got her of my like top six or seven, like right there. So just, chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. Only you can fuck that up from here, man. Like, dude. And dude, Phil, he said the commission, the league I'm drafting right now is a snake. Bro, that shit's fucked up, man. Dude, listen to this, everybody. So Phil's doing a draft right now, and he said it started off. Well, I guess, Phil, you can fill in the blanks on this, but I'm pretty sure that he said that it started off as like having all the players organized by ADP. And then he said it fucking changed to where it's just in alphabetical order. And Zach, don't worry. I'm about to do two dabs back to back, bro. I'm about to do this first one. And then you tell me when you make it to your destination. And hopefully I've caught my breath by that point. And we'll do another fat one. Let's go. Cause yeah, I got one in the tank right now because of Cali Jam throwing down. And then we got another one that is in the queue for Toyota One throwing down. You guys are the shit. Yeah, let's get it. And if you guys are in Minnesota, like 710 Zach is the guy to know if you are a part of the 420 crew. Just let me tell you, Zach, you want to throw in the chat kind of what areas you cover? Because I don't really know where everybody's at. So if you, but I know we got a bunch of Minnesota folks in here. So if I could connect them with someone who I know has the fire. There we go. Hey, Corey, what up, my brother? He's like, you are the man. Thank you for everything. Appreciate you, Corey. Thank you for being around as long as you have, bro. Corey's someone who found me very early in my journey here. September of 2020, somewhere along the way in there, he found me. And he's been around ever since. So anytime you see Corey in the chat, just know he's one of the day ones for sure. And there's a lot of random people who were around back then and around during COVID that like are not around today for whatever reason. So Corey, you are the man. I gotta charge this. Yeah, bro. And you've always kept it real and always been hella loyal, bro. Cause we've had a lot of fallouts who, for whatever reason, they like, I don't even know how to say it. Fuck up. Fuck everybody. Fuck all those people. Woo! Cali Jam, you are the man. I'm like, whew. All right. And Crispy, you motherfucker, but there's one problem.
But there's one problem. Everybody still thinks that I absolutely suck.
Okay, yeah, Phil said that's right. In round five, he changed it, but I bitched and then he changed it back. Good, man. Props to you for standing up. Fuck that guy trying to take advantage of people. Because even if you do just like mock drafts in Sleeper or whatever, everything is based on their ADP. Nobody fucking ever does it by alphabetical order. Like, never. There's no fucking reason to, because there's going to be people on that list that aren't even in the NFL right now. Zach said, I'm all around the Twin Cities, south of the river, and we'll go north for the right order. Got flower, pens, wax, edibles with delivery service to your front door. There you go. So if you're in anywhere around there, just shoot me a message. I'll get you connected with Zach. Yeah, but he's the man, and I follow him on Facebook. I know some of you guys may or may not, but he's always posting, like, the different strains and shit that he has and the different dabs and, like, all that shit. So, yeah. If I lived in that area, he'd be my go-to because I just go to the dispensaries now. Like, I don't... Especially here in Vegas. I don't know. Like, I've already seen, like, the plugs, like, around here and being at these underground shows and shit. And, like, the weed that I smoke is just too good. Like, they don't. All the people out here in Vegas, they want $40 and $50 ounces, and they want it to be decent. And, like, people would come up, like, you know, me just fresh out of Cali, and they'd come up to me and tell me those kind of things. And I'd be like, what? How is that a thing? A $50 ounce, and you expect it to be good? I was like, I'm coming from California where like I'm getting some of the best and I'm paying $200 an ounce, and that's like the player price, because this is like some of the A plus shit in Cali, where shit, if you went to a dispensary, it'd easily be $400 to $500 for that, where you don't get any kind of breaks, you just pay the eighth price all the way up. And so I just always thought it was crazy, man, because even that, like, if I know, if I was like even a normal person, like I feel like maybe who just got like a normal person who just got introduced to like my friend or whatever, like he'd be charging them like maybe $260, $275, something like that. So that was my player discount, like $60 to $75 off. And it just, it's so crazy that if you're not from California, like really, like, man, because like you're just not getting that A plus grade shit. Like even here, I'm smoking like A minus or B plus grade most of the time. Usually it's around the A minus stuff, because man, even this cheap weed that I'm getting, where they get you is the fucking tax. Because it's like $100 to $120 an ounce, but there's like hella tax like on top of it. This is ridiculous. Yeah, and Zach said there's a lot of cheap motherfuckers. Here's what it is. I feel like there's very few people like me as far as like weed snobbish, because like those are the people when I was the 420 hustler, that was the only type of people I was around, because those were the people that were paying $50-$60 an eighth like all day. And like when I was just starting off, that was what I did. I just had a mobile delivery service, man. I didn't want to work for anybody. Like, obviously, you're a slave to whoever your plug is or whatever until you get better pricing. But yeah, I just wanted to like work for myself, do whatever the fuck I wanted all day, and just make money all day. That was me. And so I didn't know any of those motherfuckers. Like those type of people were foreign to me. And it's just like you guys. Like, the single QB people don't really rock with me. Like, they'll be in some of my leagues and stuff, but those are usually not the people who are, like, in the chat, in these best ball leagues and like every single day. So guys like Frazil, salute to you, bro, because even though you mostly play in single QB leagues, you're still here taking it all in. Nick Von B, even though you're playing the single QB league, you're still here taking it all in, man. And that's why you're gonna be able to dominate those leagues that you guys playing over there. And like I said, here in Minnesota at the dispensaries are around $3 for the zip of trash. Yeah, exactly. I got the fire for way lower. Yeah, exactly. Like here, they do have, because like, I'm going for the $100, $120 ounce stuff, but they do have the $60 to $80 ounce stuff. And boy, is it trash. A lot of times I'm getting stuff that's either like low 30% or like high 20s, mid 20s. I've never even had to dip into anything that was like less than like 20%. Like, never even had to dip into those. Andre, what up? 12 teamer, half PPR, Knicks, May. So is this super flex? Do me a favor. Do this, Andre. Rewrite that post, but tell me who your starters are and who your bench is, because I gauge most of it based on your starters. So that'll just make it easier for me to dissect. Yeah. Redo that. And Sean said, bring some of that gas to South Carolina. If you do want, for the people who are out and you can't get any good weed, like at all, I am connected with a THCA company. And let me throw the info in the chat. And yeah, just go to their link. You should get some kind of discount by using my link. Hold on, where the heck is it? There we go. Where is it? There we go. Through Galaxy Groves is the company that produces the Jerome Baker stuff.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water. But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
And Corey said, I got my draft starting at 7:45. He said, need all my starters to be different bye weeks. Yeah. Okay. Everybody listen to this. I want to get everybody's opinions like in the chat, what they think of this format. So Corey plays in a league where I'm pretty sure it's single QB, no issues there. And then normal amount of starters. And I think, what is it? One or two IDPs that you guys play over there, but they only have three bench spots. I'm the type of guy that I talk shit about leagues that have five bench spots. Man, that makes me like so nervous for Corey with only having three bench spots. But what do you guys think about that? A league where you only had three bench spots. Would you be hella nervous because you'd have to drop some people? Pretty much what I told him is you have to keep track of everybody who is a starter for you. And you don't draft any starters that have the same bye week. Cause like, it's gonna eventually happen anyways. But if like you load up on guys who have the same bye week, you're fucked. It's totally fucked because you can only have three guys on your bench to replace. And then you got to hope that none of those guys have the same bye week, or you got to drop multiple people for that. All right, Bull, and then I'm going to set up the dude streaming. And of course, thanks again for dropping the rankings on Patreon. Everyone, please become a member. It's worth it for sure. Get over to patreon.com/420crew or go to 420 crew. Or no, it's patreon.com/FFHustler420 or go to 420crew.com. But I just dropped all of my offensive rankings. You have to be a paid member to access all the rankings. It's underneath the collections on the homepage. Okay. For anybody who's already a paid member, you go to collections. It's at the top of the homepage. And no, this isn't you paying collections. It's just called collections. It's where a whole bunch of posts are just stored. And if you look, the very first one is 2025 draft prep. I got my IDP rankings on there. I got 30 IDP linebackers ranked. I got my top 20 IDP DLs ranked. I got my top 22 IDP defensive backs ranked. For most people, you're probably not even going to need to go farther than that, okay? But I threw it all out there. Running backs, I got my top 40 running backs on there. Wide receivers, I got 50 of those bitches on there. Quarterbacks, I got the top 32. And let me double check, and let me just make sure I'm even going to take. You know what's funny is if you go, actually, no, you know what? I put Shah at 32. Never mind. But yeah, now I'm taking Shah off of the list, and Spencer Rattler will be below. All right. You guys want to step up? That is your step up right there. Oh, the tight ends. I even ranked my top 24 tight ends as well. So yeah, we got all the lists. Everybody's taken care of. I tried to go deep. 50 wide receivers, dude, that's a lot. 40 running backs, that's a lot. I ranked every quarterback just to make sure. I didn't put a bunch of bench guys on there because this is for redraft. We're not really drafting bench guys like in these leagues unless you have like crazy deep benches. And let's see. Okay, Sean's in Clinton. There we go. Okay, here we go from Andre. And Plowboy Walk, and really, hold on, really quick, Andre, I'll be right back to that. I said, hell nervous in a league where you have to pay for ads and drops. Yeah, I hate leagues like that. I really, because first off, it's something that someone is going to have to like be on top of. That is, like, I don't like the I'll pay after the fact. I've never liked that. It brings problems, always does. But here we go. Andre, Nix, Chase Brown, Swift, Harvey. Swift or Harvey, so I'm assuming he just, okay. CD Lamb, T, Tet in the flex, and Igbuka. I'd be nervous about that. Trey McBride, and then the benches, Warren, Braylon Allen, Keenan Allen, yuck. Drake May, nice, nice. Amari Cooper, any moves? Shit, I would drop Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper and just pick up the two best waiver wire guys because I bet they're better than that. It's not even talking shit. I bet there's two people on waivers that are better than Amari Cooper and that are better than Keenan Allen. I can almost guarantee it. The moves that you got to make is getting a couple better guys on your bench that could potentially go in for your flex. Because I know Chris Godwin's not going to be there right away, and a lot of people are like on this crazy Igbuka train. But, dude, we can even go look at a guy like Justin Jefferson. It took him a few weeks to break out. Like, I know that people could point to Puka because he's someone who broke out right away. But he also had nobody in front of him because Kupp got hurt, and Kupp was literally helping him all throughout the offseason. They still have Mike Evans. They still have Otten. They still got Bucky. So that's why I'd be nervous about having Igbuka as a starter right away. But yeah. Who's the top waiver wire guys on running back and wide receiver? Tell me that. Oh, shit. You made it. Okay, hold on. All right, here we go, Zach. And fuck, this was a couple minutes ago. I'm catching up with you, though. I had to charge this bitch. And Corey said, you like Spillane over Van Ginkle now. Here's the thing. I've always liked Spillane over Van Ginkle. If Van Ginkle doesn't get those two touchdowns last year, I know that only equates to like an extra 12 points. But like 12 points when you're amongst all those top guys could be the difference in a few ranking spots. So I love Van Ginkle. But if we are just talking about like this tournament where we only play an IDP flex, you do not play like individual positions. Yes, I like Spillane more. Now, would I take a top end DL over Spillane like Van Ginkle if there was a defensive line spot? Yes, I potentially would, because he's not a cheat code there. But he's like the top dog when we're talking about just a straight DL spot. Him and Hutchinson, to me, are like the two top DLs. And then it drops off a tier before the next guys. Like, those are like my A DL guys. So that would be the difference. That's when it comes down to like positional shit. And you think taking your second running back before your second wide receiver in drafts. Yes, I'm usually doing that. Yes, it might not be back-to-back picks, but I have found myself going back-to-back running backs in some leagues. I really like going running back wide receiver with my first two picks and building off of that. Okay, thanks, DJ. I know he's at work right now. I'm texting him, though. In those Debo leagues, in any of the leagues that I'm a participant in, text me if you see someone's on the clock for a while. Ooh, and I'm on the clock in 244. Minnesota Mike just texted me. Okay. Damn, where the hell is the 244? I got so many leagues in Sleeper. I'm like almost up to like damn near 600 leagues. And Plowboy Walker, we do it due to one guy who dumped his entire team and worked with another guy so he could split the pot in the past. Yeah. That shit's whack. That shit is whack. Yeah, man. Fuck guys like that who are trying to like sneakily fucking collude so they can get paid. Corey said, I don't see a Browns running back, Kroski Merritt in your rankings. No, I'm not. No. Those guys are outside of my top 40. They really are. And it's because, dude, someone's going to draft them way too early. Let somebody else do that. Here's what's going to happen with Kroski Merritt. You guys ready for this? Just remember that I said this, okay? Because this happens with a lot of rookie running backs. Because he's not the starter. He's going to be like third string to start. People are going to draft him. They're going to draft him high, 8th, 9th, 10th round, something like that. And then he ain't going to do shit in the first week. He ain't going to do shit in the second week. He ain't going to do shit in the third or fourth week. And people are going to drop him. Guarantee it. This happens. I can guarantee you that this happens. And then if you want to pick him up then, pick him up then on the waiver wire. But it is going to happen unless Austin Eckler and or Chris Rodriguez both get hurt. That's the only way that Kroski is jumping up to being a starter in the first 4 weeks. It's not going to happen organically. He's not that good. He's like a seventh round pick. He's not that good. And I'm not saying that seventh round picks can't be good in the NFL or can't start, but he's got two guys in front of him. It's not like Pacheco when he came in as a seventh rounder and there was literally nobody in front of him. Of course you can't Cali Jam. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about regular redraft right now. And Andre said waiver wire, Davis, Rashad White, Winnie Marks, Mims, Tillman. Dude, I would drop Cooper and pick up Tillman for sure. And dude, I would almost drop Keenan Allen for Rashad White or Kyle Williams. But yeah, I would much rather have those guys. Dude, fucking Keenan Allen's a shell of himself. We saw it last year. Amari fucking Cooper, man. He is definitely a shell of himself. Also wide receivers, AO Man, Wilson, Hollywood Brown. Nah, I'd rather have those other guys. Cali Jam, IDP Bench, Bernard, Luvu, Lloyd so far. Chef's kiss, man. Cali Jam, are you going to be addicted to getting A's in IDP? Are you going to be addicted to that? I like it, bro. I like it. Round 32. Fuck, how many IDPs do I have? We're almost done in the 244. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nice, nice. I only need one or two more. I got a few of them. All right. We'll go there. All right. Dude, we're getting close. And Corey, what's the latest update on A-Chain? That he's not in any kind of issue of missing any time. So I think when he got hurt, there was still like 3 weeks before the season started. And they even said then that he's not really in any, what'd they say, in any danger of missing time. You never fucking know. And Brown said, I don't think he'll do anything, but it is definitely going to be a timeshare, like drafting one of the Jags RBs. Yeah, but I know that ETN's going to be getting the lion's share of that. I don't think Tootin's going to be too involved in that timeshare early. Hey, Zaire in the house. He said, Thorley is back, baby. And he said, for real this time. Let's go. Man, Zaire, we got to get you throwing some bits in over there. That's what we got to get. You know how to do that? I don't even know how to explain how to do it. But yeah, get the bits and then throw them in over there on Twitch. And Crispy said, drop whatever, but drop whoever. But there's one problem.
But there's one problem. Everybody still thinks that I absolutely suck.
And Corey said, everyone, please seek out the hustler for helping in your drafts. I will literally treat your team like his own. He's doing it for me tonight. Sign up for a service. Can't find it anywhere. You literally can't find it anywhere. It does not exist. Everyone's trying to sell you AI tools and shit like that. It's not the business, man. It really isn't. It really isn't. Cali Jam says, the heaviest I've ever went on IDP. Fuck, dude, you almost got full 10 and we're not even in round. You don't even have your 21st pick yet. That's crazy. Like, you are like flirting with having more IDP than offense right now. Like that, you're very close to that. Corey said, Scat and Taylor split 50-50. I assume that it's going to be a very close to 50-50 split to start. And like, literally one of the worst, like them and the Cowboys are, without thinking at all, like those are my two lowest ranked, like running back rooms. There you go. Running back rooms. Yes. They're very low. And yeah, personally, I'm just avoiding the Giants running backs and the Cowboys running backs in all redrafts, unless you want to swoop someone as like your last pick or something like that. Outside of that, I wouldn't be targeting Cowboy or Giants running backs, because not only is it like going to be shitty for their line because of their line and stuff, they both have shitty schedules. Yeah, that's why I have those guys ranked so low. Ooh, dude, Cali Jam, Alante Taylor is your ninth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Bro, dude. That's nasty, man. That's nasty. She's probably just grade your team now. She already have all your IDB locked down anyways. I'm going to do that. because I'm going to try to cut out a little bit earlier than I normally do because of Corey's draft. So we got Burrow and Hurts. Yeah, you don't have any backups. If you get your backups, it'll be an A, but it's a B plus because you only got two. ETN, Warren, Eckler, Kroski. Fuck. B minus, C minus. He's not going to drop it, but he should. Three guys having a B minus and him being a C minus. I can't drop them to a C plus because of one guy when all three of them are steady at that 81 or at that A minus. So we're going to keep it. We'll say B minus. And wide receivers, London, B plus. AJ Brown, B. Tyreek Hill, B plus. It's crazy that you got Tyreek Hill at the 512. I know sometimes he's still been dropping to that 512, six-ish area. Oh, wait. 2, 4, 6, 7. Kraft would be your last starter. So Kraft's probably a C plus, maybe a B minus on a good day. But yeah, I feel like he's gonna be a C plus more often than not. Man, can I give that a B plus though? I almost feel like I gotta rock with it, and we'll call that. Man, it really isn't. I got to drop it to a B because we do got AJ Brown as a B, and then you do got a C plus in there, and you only got four guys. And just if AJ Brown wasn't hurt, he'd be a B minus, and if he or a B plus, sorry. But so he's got the soft tissue, and man, I know that Tyreek has it also, and maybe I should be calling Tyreek a B because of that. But yeah, we're calling it a B total. And here we go with the IDP. Zaire Franklin, Zach Bond, Caden Ellis, Spillane, Hutchinson, Bernard, Luvu, Lloyd, and Alante Taylor. Like, it's going to end up being an A. As long as if you don't draft a bunch of people, it is going to be an A. And Rio, what up? Said never played IDP before. How rare is it for a top defensive player to outscore a top offensive player? Sorry if that sounds dumb. No, not a dumb question at all, because if you've never played IDP, you would have no idea how these players score. So I would say that if you are playing with IDP 1-2-3 on a regular week, you'll have a handful of players scoring over 20 points. In crazy weeks, shit, you might have maybe two dozen people scoring over 20 points. I don't know how often that happens with like offense, where it's especially in the normal like default scoring that most people do. So I would say it happens a lot that IDP players outscore offense. And it's not hard to play IDP. I know there's a lot of people who are like real like weenies about like even trying it in the low entry type of league. And like, this is an $11 league. A lot of people got into IDP because of this. It's a big tournament, but it's $11 per draft that you do. And we've almost got 300 teams. This is division 287. We're so close to 300. And yeah, once I always played IDP, but there's so many people, like I just got introduced to it. The first league that I played in was two quarterback and IDP. Sounds good, bro. And yeah, so I've been playing this way for about like 20 years, but there's a bunch of people who told me that once they started playing with IDP, like those are the leagues more often than not that they're trying to play in because it is so fun. You get to draft a complete team. And when fucking fantasy football was invented, it was invented as a two quarterback plus IDP league, because I'm pretty sure they only had eight people in or something, because it was like the Raiders front office that did this. And yeah, you drafted every position, because they even pretty sure that they drafted like they were drafting fullbacks and like shit like that back then too. But yeah, I don't know how they did scoring for the IDP back then, because I'm pretty sure the offense only scored based on touchdowns. So let's see, where's your bench kicking at? Kicks in at Keenan Allen's your first bench player? Yuck. We got Guarendo hella late. You got Otten. I'm going to have to, I know you're going to get more, but a lot of the depth isn't going to be a lot of the, what's it called? A lot of the difference makers, a lot of the difference makers aren't going to be drafted a lot after the 23rd round. So I'll call it a C plus, but it's a C as of right now. So I'm assuming you draft at least one more good player there, but I would say the difference maker here is nobody. So that's why it would be a C, because not Allen, not Guarendo, not Otten. Let's see who you draft right now when it's on you. But yeah, you know what? I'm just going to call it a C as of right now. All right. Crispy, you're after Brown. So we got B plus, B minus, A. No. B plus, B minus, B, A, C. So it's up one, up three, then down one, down two, down three. And we're not going to give you the down three. We're going to give you the up three, down two. So we're going to call that a C plus, and because that's mostly what I'm giving anyways for the bench. As long as you have a core of like decent like players, but you only have three right now. So that's an 86. 86 overall. There we go. Uniman Cali Jam. And then here we go, Brown. And said, I see. Yeah, I can't lie. There's not a worse feeling than losing to a kicker. Yeah, kickers suck. And the scoring system for kickers is whack as fuck. So that's why I'd rather play with IDP, where like you get to get a handful, depending on how your league sets it up. I recommend, like, at minimum, I'd be doing like one DL, one LB, one DB, and then two or three IDP flexes, because there's more IDP players. If we averaged, actually, no. If we, because the thing that's different about offense and defense, you don't play the offensive line in fantasy, you just play the skill guys and the QB. Like on defense, like you could play any of those 11 players and they all could, like per team, and all have different potential for scoring points. So there's just more IDP players. So I guess on average, it'll probably be lower. But yeah, if we did, I don't know, like the average points for the top 100 IDP and the top 100 offense or something, that'd be something very interesting. I'm actually going to write that down on my whiteboard because that seems like a very good like thing to do. Hold on. Hold on one quick second while I write this down. Because that would be a good case study. For sure. Yes. Okay. Thanks for coming in here, Rio. You already sparked. I think that'll be just very interesting to break down. Okay. And he said, who are your top IDP players? Just curious. Jamar, Bijan. So for me, it's Zaire Franklin, Zach Bond, and Caden Ellis, Falcons, Sherwood, Jets, Jordan Brooks, Dolphins, and Robert Spillane, Patriots. Those are like my top linebackers. And then my top DLs would be Aiden Hutchinson and Van Ginkle. And then my two top DBs would be Buda Baker and Brian Branch. Okay. And player projections on the rise in the Hustler League. CMC number one with 31 points. Bijan 30.62. Barkley 30.16. Gibbs 28.88. Derrick Henry 26.12 points. And so on. He said, don't go dying on us, fellas. Damn.
Don't you go dying on me.
Yeah, Cali Jam said, just look at my team. If you saw the team that I was just covering, like his IDPs were fire. One of them that could be one of the best top nine IDPs drafted in this tourney. He says, as far as like the scoring for IDP, how's it work? Oh, check this out. This is how it works. Boom. So you get 1 point for a QB hit or assisted tackle. You get 2 points for a solo tackle. You get 2 points for a tackle for loss. You get 3 points for a pass defended. You get 3 points for a safety, forced fumble recovery, or blocked kick. And you get 6 points for a sack, an interception, or a TD. So there we go. And it's IDP 1-2-3 scoring is what it is. There you go. He said it's a lot of top linebackers mainly. Yeah, I mean, in this, the what's it called? The because you're getting points based off of stats, and like the stat that happens the most, I would say, is going to be tackles. I mean, there's some guys who they're getting 150 plus tackles, some guys getting 100 solo tackles. Like that, very rare does 100 solo tackles happen, but when it does, it's a dope year. But even someone who gets 75, 80 solo tackles, that's a pretty decent number for the top end, like linebackers. And that's a shitload of points throughout the year. Just that's only that stat line that they're getting in 2 points per tackle, and then throwing down 75 to 100 somewhere. Divide that by 17, 18 games. Still a lot of points. Dude. All right, I got to do it, man. Just took CMC in the Debo League. Okay. There we go. He said, losing a defensive player, getting 10 tackles would feel a lot better than Brandon Aubrey making a 60-yarder. Exactly, because that defensive player fucking earned it and played like lights out on the other side of the ball. That's for sure. Okay. Here we go with Brown. Stroud, Love, Penix. Any backups? Nope. B-. So we're just going to call that a B-. Running backs, Gibbs, A-Chain, Pacheco. A, B+, B. So we're going to call that a B+ total since you only got three of them. Wide receiver, pass catchers. Nico, B+, Higgins, B. Waddle, B-, Diggs, B-, and Njoku, B-. So I think we're going to call that a B total. IDP, Edwards, Sherwood, Henley, nice. Miles Garrett and EJ Speed. A little nervous about EJ Speed. I wonder if they change. Let's see if they change the depth chart yet, because early on he was like a backup, but that's when the depth chart was like unofficial and it's just ESPN guessing and shit. Let's see if now that it's updated. Fuck, man, they still have EJ Speed as a backup on the depth chart, man. So I'm nervous. I got to call EJ Speed. He's like a C+ like type of player now. I don't know. We got to see week one, but now that like the depth charts are in and they still got him as a backup, that's just, I don't like that. Hey, Snoop Da Whoop, what up, bro? Rio said that new Jags kicker, bro, making the 70-yarder. Imagine losing some fluke shit like that. Yeah, bro. And man, like it'd be going. Couldn't even imagine what a motherfucker like that, like how much they would actually be getting, like points wise. Okay. Brandon Jones, McKinney, Walker. I'll call that a B+. Where's your bench kicking at? Allen. Braylon Allen, Mooney, Marks, Douglas, Palmer, Bryant, Manning guy. It's a B-. So B-. B+, B, B+, and then B-. So down one for the QBs, up one for the running backs, up one for the IDP. So up two, down one. So it is up two, down one. That is 86. There we go. Here we go with Crispy. All right, and this is going to be the last grade, and I'm going to get up out of here. Make sure you guys stay through the credits, and if you want to show some love, hit that $, throw in a super chat on the way out, because you know this is a 100% fan-funded show, and appreciate you, Cali Jam and Toyota One, for throwing those super chats in earlier. When you throw a super chat in, you get raffle tickets, and we got four people are going to be winning a jersey on opening day. Four people. It's not always going to be like that, but I wanted to make sure that we got a bunch of things, because we been getting raffle tickets for a little bit more than a month now. And Brian said, I like EJ Speed, but isn't that early? It's where he's been going, but wasn't until now where he was just like a backup still. Hey, Ghost Monkey in the house. What up, what up? So Crispy, T-Law, Tua, Russ Wilson. Any backups? Nope. B-, C+. So because we only start two and you got three of them, I'm going to call it a B. Then Barkley, Kamara, Walker, Dobbins, A, B-. He didn't get a B+, guy, so it's not going to be an A. It's very close, so I'm going to call it a B+. and Amon-Ra, JSN, Ridley, Pittman, A, B plus, B, B minus. There you go. Got an A for the wide receivers, though. And IDP, Quincy Williams, Vontae David, Quay Walker. He got in the zone with the anal zone. Get in the zone. Cody Barton, Rosboom, Leonard Williams, Siler, and Van Noy. How many you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Got Leonard Floyd. Oh, man, this is close. This is close. I think, dude, Cali Jam stole all the top guys, so I don't even think you're top heavy enough to get an A, so I'm going to call this a B+, but very solid B+. And Coleman, Benson, Kirk, Ferguson, Waller, Gesicki. It's a B minus. So we got a B plus, an A, then a B plus. That's up four. And then, yeah, up four. Dude, crispy, killing it, man. 89. All right, guys, I'm going to go. I got to where we're doing some one-on-one draft help. Stay through the credits. Hold on. Where is it? Stay through the credits, guys. Shout out to the crew. Pickle in a Jar and Chris Patriot Sports. Salute to our executive producers. Salute to the producers. Co-producers. Salute. Associate producers, salute. And then epic supporters and the awesome supporters, salute. Everybody in the chat, appreciate you guys for coming through and rocking. And we got a draft tomorrow. I've already set it up. It's the 288. It's the Lethal Weapon 3. And jump in, everybody. This is the Wednesday draft. See you guys tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.
On me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
And here comes the boom! And here comes the...
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.